Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I used to babysit my younger brother a lot while growing up. I was 5 years older, so by the time I was 13 or 14, my parents were okay with me watching over him while they would go out. They would never leave us alone for too long, though. Never more than just a few hours at a time. This happened when my parents went to a work party together one night on the weekend. They left at 5 and told me they would be back before 9. They left us food in the fridge and told me to watch my brother and call if I needed anything. To me, watching my brother actually meant just making sure nothing happens to him or that he doesn't leave. I never actually sat there and watched over him and whatever he was doing. I'd help him turn on his favorite show and then go do whatever I wanted to do in the other room. Sometimes I would hang out with him, but our age difference made it hard for us to enjoy doing the same things. I was in my bedroom, which was still on the first floor, and my brother was in the living room when the doorbell rang. My parents had only been gone for an hour, so I knew it wasn't them. I got up and went to the front door. My brother was standing up in the living room, looking over at the door, and that's when I saw a man looking through the small side window on the porch. When he noticed me, he waved and pointed at the door as if to meet him there. I don't know if a lot of houses have these, but ours had two front doors. There was a main wooden door with a metal gate-like door in front of it. We always kept both locked. I opened the main door partially, but kept the gate door shut. I didn't know what to say, so I let him talk first.
"Hi, buddy. Are your parents home?"
he asked.
"No, not right now, sorry,"
I said, thinking he was trying to sell something.
"Oh, thank you,"
he said, turning and walking away. I closed the door and my brother asked who it was. I said it was just some random guy, then went back into my room. I really forgot about it and didn't think of it for a while. I made food for us a while later, then turned a show on for my brother and went back to my room to play on my console. But then I heard the front door open. I got up, confused and a little frightened. But before I could make it down the hall and over to the door, I heard the metal door unlock and open. I saw my little brother standing in the doorway and that same man from earlier stepping inside our house. I didn't know what to do. The man greeted me again, but I didn't respond. I think I was in so much shock, I was just staring at him blankly. He faced my little brother and knelt down, starting to whisper something to him, and that's when I started moving over to my brother. The man then tried to put his arms around him, like he was trying to pick him up, but I quickly grabbed my brother's arm and pulled him back. The man eased off, putting his hands up like he wasn't doing anything.
"Don't worry, buddy. I just want to show him something. You can come too if you want. It's right outside,"
he said with a friendly smile that was very creepy at the moment. I backed up, holding my clueless brother close to my side.
"Please leave,"
I said, trying hard not to cry. He was still smiling, trying to act nice and caring.
"I called the police already. Please, just go."
The man's whole attitude and face changed as soon as I said that. His smile went away and was replaced by anger and frustration. He took a step closer and I yelled at the top of my lungs, screaming for help. The man backed up quickly and rushed out the front door, driving away in his truck. I called my parents right away, and they called the police for me. While we waited for everyone to show up, I yelled at my brother for letting the man in. He was crying and told me that the guy wanted to give him something. I knew my brother was too young to understand, but my emotions were taking over me and I still yelled at him. The police made it first, and then my parents. They yelled at me for not watching over my brother. The man was seen on a neighbor's doorbell camera, leaving our house and driving away, but it was too dark to get any identity from the video. We were all sure, though, that the man had been watching us for a while, trying to find the perfect time to kidnap us. He got really close, but thankfully after that day, he never tried anything else.
Last year, 2018, was a very busy year for me, meaning that I had little to no time to date or meet any girls. Due to my busy schedule, I decided to make a Tinder account. I have never had any experience with such an app or online dating, and I didn't actually plan on meeting up with a random girl to go on a blind date or anything. I just wanted to see what the fuss was about and if it actually worked. So the app, still being something new to me, I matched with this really pretty girl. She seemed short, light-skinned, and had a nice smile. Her account wasn't a catfish or any sort of fake profile, it seemed genuine and legit. I know that I didn't actually want to hit it off with any girl in this manner, but she was very hot and I said, screw it. So I slid into her DMs with a simple, hey. A couple of hours went by and we got each other's Snapchat usernames and phone numbers. We exchanged Snapchat photos, so with that said, there's no way that her Tinder account was fake. I felt better knowing that for some reason. She said that she lived in the city that was about 25 to 30 miles north of mine. I had nothing planned for the next day and neither did she, so we decided to meet up at her house the next day to mess around. The next day came by and we planned to meet up at around 10:30. The neighboring city where she was from was about a 30 to 45 minute drive from my place, so around 10 p.m.-ish, I decided to start driving over. As I am driving over, I get a phone call from her telling me to instead go over at a later time, around midnight. I didn't mind, since I have friends who lived in her city, so I paid them a visit. Meanwhile, I waited for her. 11:45 p.m. rolled by and I started to drive to her place. My friends didn't know what I was up to, they just thought I popped in to visit them randomly. So this girl sends me her address, and at first the address that she had sent me led me to this upper-class suburban neighborhood. I reached the address and it was close to what I would describe as a white mansion. I called her to tell her that I was parked in her driveway, and I asked her to come outside so I could assure myself that I was at the right place. She said, "I don't see you. Are you sure you followed the directions?" Well, to avoid any more mess-ups, she just sent me her current location through iMessage. At first, I found it odd, but I followed the directions to the location anyway. So midnight rolled by and I was on my way to her current location, which was actually kind of far from the address that she had originally sent me. As I am driving, the directions are telling me to drive off the path and into a dirt road surrounded by cornfields. This spooked me a little because I was now in the middle of nowhere. I was about 10 minutes away from any civilization. Red flags started to go off in my head, but I ignored them because there is no way that her account could have been a setup. I've seen her pictures on Snapchat, and you can't Photoshop those as far as I'm aware. So after driving through a dark dirt road through the cornfields, the directions led me to a broken-down old house. It looked uninhabitable. There were no cars outside or in the driveway. The only light I saw was the porch light. I call this girl to tell her that I was outside. She replies with, "Okay, I'll be right out." On a side note, I'm a pretty big dude and I train every day. I'm not intimidated by others, but there are some situations where you are helpless and have no option but to evade for the fear of your life. So I'm waiting by my car and then I see this figure come out the front door, and it was dressed like a freaking nun. Black veil, long black dress, voodoo charms, and she's also holding a voodoo doll on her left hand. I was pretty spooked out, but I thought it was just a prank. I gave it a few seconds for the cameras to pop out, but the person just stood there. I slowly started to realize that this wasn't a prank because, a few seconds later, I saw another figure in a similar black outfit peeking out of a door and starting to make a run towards me with an actual machete. I don't even bother trying to fight back because I knew I was probably going to end up gutted or skinned alive by these psychos. I immediately jump in the car and floor it out of there. I then heard a gunshot a few seconds later behind me. I'm in my car screaming prayers with tears in my eyes because I was hoping to drive away with my life. Her number then kept calling me as soon as I left. I blocked it, and then another number started to call me, and I blocked it as well. I ended up staying over at a friend's house that night. I explained everything that took place, and he wanted to go check it out together with our group of friends, but I was too terrified to even go back there. I called the police, and they went to go check it out, but the place was abandoned by the time they got there. They said that the address has been vacant for years, and they simply made a report out of it, and they were never found. The whole thing was a sick setup to begin with. The girl was planning on luring me so they could do God knows what to me. I deleted my Tinder account. I'm pretty sure it works if you're only looking to get laid, but I somehow had the worst luck the first time I ever decided to use it. Don't ever meet a stranger somewhere that isn't public. Things can always go sideways.
When I turned 16, I had trouble deciding on what job to get. I really wasn't excited to work at the typical fast food or retail job, but at that age, there weren't many options. I had done babysitting before, but only for my parents' friends. My mom suggested I should try to do it as a part-time job for other people as well, and with no other appealing options, I took her advice. There was a local babysitting company in my town that helped both babysitters find work and parents find babysitters. I had an interview and they approved me to start working there, which was a big help because I didn't know enough people personally to make enough money. I worked there for 2 months, and the only downside was that I almost always babysit for a different family. Mostly it was just parents going away for a special night or something, so they didn't have recurring work for me. I finally had one of the previous parents book another appointment with me. It was a single dad who took care of his daughter, Alyssa. All I remembered about him was that he didn't talk much. He had the next appointment scheduled from 6 to 10, so at 6 o'clock I pulled into his driveway and knocked on his door. He opened the door and gestured for me to come in. I stepped inside and Alyssa came from around the corner to say hi. Then the dad told me very specific, unusual instructions for the night. He said he would be back at exactly 10 p.m., but that I needed to leave a few minutes before that. I simply nodded and said okay, no problem. But after he left, I thought about it more. It was a bizarre request, and I didn't know why he would be so strict about that. Over the time I babysit Alyssa, we did all the usual things. We played a few games, watched some of her favorite shows, and ate a small dinner. At one point, she took a quick nap on the couch, and I decided to walk around the house. Not to be creepy or anything, but just to make sure everything was normal. The dad left me with a bad feeling, so it made me feel better to see that the house was normal. But thinking about it more, I didn't feel comfortable leaving the house before he got home. It didn't feel right, and he made it out to be a little bit creepy. So, come a few minutes before 10, I took Alyssa upstairs and got her ready for bed, then waited on the couch downstairs for the dad to come home. I knew he would probably give me a look or ask why I was still home, but I was sure that he would understand if I explained myself. I kept track of the time on my phone, and at exactly 10, I watched out the window at the driveway for him to come home. A few minutes passed, and he still hadn't shown up. Then another 5 minutes, and he still hadn't come home. This was only strange because he had been so clear about being home at exactly 10, and even wanted me to leave early. I was glad I stayed at this point, because leaving Alyssa alone for more than a few minutes, like he said, would not have been safe. Once 20 minutes came and went, I tried to call him. The phone rang for a while, then he answered.
Hey, I just wanted to check in and make sure everything was okay. I'm still here waiting for you to come home,
I said. There was a long pause.
I told you to leave before 10. Please, go home now.
I didn't know how to respond, but then he added on.
I'm waiting for you to leave.
I let out a shaky,
okay,
then hung up. Things were getting really creepy now, and I was not comfortable being in the house, but even less comfortable with leaving Alyssa alone in the house. I decided to call the police. I had no contact with the dad during the 10 minutes I waited for the police to come. But, almost as soon as they arrived, the dad pulled into the driveway as well. I explained myself and everything strange that was going on, but the dad denied ever telling me to leave before he got home, or that he was waiting for me to leave. He claimed he was just running late, and that over our phone call he told me that he'd be home in a few minutes, nothing else. He allowed them to look around, but nothing came up. Nothing else happened, and they had me go home. They told me that even if I did have proof of what he'd said, they really couldn't charge him with anything unless it was linked to something else. It aches my heart knowing that Alyssa is still alone with her dad, who is definitely up to something. Otherwise, why would he try so hard to hide it and lie about everything he told me?
Ten hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.